am Rebecca. I'm a grateful member of Al-Anon. It's a little new for me. I've never spoken at a CA meeting before, and I don't know anyone in Al-Anon who has, so kudos to you guys. That's really cool. Want to say hello to family and friends who are visiting. I'll tell you, and I want to thank this lovely group of people for how much they have made me feel welcome. Anytime I came around, I was really, loved up and welcomed here and made to feel really comfortable, and that's huge. So I hope that other family and friends will feel the same way when they come to events through the CA community in this area. Tell you a little bit, and Al-Anon, our tradition of speaking is probably similar. We talk about what it was like, what happened, and what it's like today. I had a problem back in 2005 because I dated what I found out later was the last of a string of people who tended to disappear on me. things would go good for a week or so, and then I couldn't get him on the phone. And once I found out what the problem was, which was drugs and alcohol, I started doing a lot of stuff to try to manage that situation. I called a lot. We had a 3 o'clock daily call time. I don't recommend that to friends and family of alcoholics and addicts, because if you don't get that call at 3 o'clock, you're going to have a bad day. I did a lot of worrying. I did a lot of taking care of things that were somebody else's responsibility and neglecting my own responsibilities because I was trying to keep someone sober. I was trying to keep someone from using, thinking that if I made their life easier, softer, less stressful, maybe they'd be okay. And in the meantime, I was kind of starting to fall apart. I did end up attending some Al-Anon meetings. It was recommended to me through a rehab center that I go. And I started attending, and the first thing that I heard at that meeting that made sense to me was, you can't control someone's drinking or using. You didn't cause someone's drinking or using, and there's no cure for their drinking or using. You can't cure it yourself. That made a lot of sense to me the first time I heard it, but I will tell you, that never occurred to me before someone said that to me. I thought, and the interesting thing about it was, at the time, the addict and the addict's family actually kind of thought, hey, maybe you can do something about this. And I was sort of like, well, why not? I'll try. No, I couldn't. I couldn't solve that problem. And so what I ended up doing was eventually I left that relationship because I was starting to really not like myself in the situation. I hung around Al-Anon after that for a long time because, or I stayed for as long as I did because once I had left the relationship, my life actually wasn't better. It didn't solve the problem to not be around the addict anymore. I was still dealing with a lot of stuff with myself, and part of it was realizing how devastated I was by not having that relationship work out. It was kind of a big deal for me. I had a long history of dating people with drugs and alcohol problems, for one thing. And for another thing, I think I was looking outside myself for that relationship to make me have meaning, to have my life have meaning. It was just time for me to do some changing. So I took some time out on my own to get better in Al-Anon. And I found a community there, which I will tell all of you, the only requirement for membership of Al-Anon is that there be a problem of alcoholism in a family or friend. However, I, as someone who was there largely for people's drug use, was very comfortable in those meetings. So I hope that if any of you do check out an Al-Anon meeting, you will feel the same way. I think that there's a lot of recognition in Al-Anon today, and I'm speaking for myself, not for Al-Anon in this, but there's a lot of recognition that these problems go hand in hand. So I hope that you'll have the same experience that I did. That being said, I'll kind of tell you that's what it was like and what happened. I'll tell you what it's like today, or sort of the last part of what happened. Back in, 2008, 2009, I got a call from that person that I'd been dating that I'd first gotten into Al-Anon, and we talked a little bit. He was sober about 4 years, and we went out for dinner. And after the dinner, we took a walk, and I was kind of telling him what I'd been doing the last couple of years, and he was telling me the same, and I was sort of amazed that he was there, like, alive, and healthy. And he said to me, "Boy, I'm really sorry that you had to go to Al-Anon because of me." And I started telling him about all the times that I had these relationships that I just didn't last more than a couple months. And the fact that I moved every year or two before I got into Al-Anon. And the fact that I was always looking outside myself for somebody else to tell me who I was and that I was okay. And that I'd finally found a community of people who were teaching me that I'm a child of God and that I'm okay just the way I am. And that I'd found a community of people who were helping me get better by taking responsibility for my own life and not looking for controlling other people or managing other people's affairs so I could feel okay about myself. And I started telling him all this different stuff. And we had been walking in a park. And there was a little pond with some ducks swimming around. There were some mallard ducks there. And he said, "You see those two ducks in the pond?" And I said, "Yeah." And he goes, "See, there was a mallard. There was a male and a female. If you know mallard ducks, the female's kind of brown and speckly, and the male doesn't look the same. It's got bright green feathers on his head. It almost looks like a different kind of a duck." And he said, "Those two ducks don't look the same, but they are. They really belong together. They're the same kind, aren't they?" And I thought that was pretty clever that he said that. I mean, I thought, coming up with that right on the fly, that's pretty smooth, you know. So Mr. Mallard and I have been married for 2.5 years, and we're expecting our first baby in May. So, and I have to say, I'm in the most honest relationship I have ever been in my life, and in a way, I mean, largely, that's not due to me. I mean, I can thank my higher power for that, but I also have you guys to thank. The guy I dated in 2005, I didn't get to see very often, and I only saw little glimpses of who he really was, because I think he was, you know, saying a lot of stuff to make it look good and make it sound good. And today I get to talk to that guy every day. That's the guy I liked the best back then, and that's the guy who I'm married to. So I'm very grateful, and with that I will pass.